This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:35 on the sweet spot. Typically, you hear this on Friday as we close down our week, but everybody's off tomorrow. We've got best of 2026 rolling all day as we enjoy our nation's independence ahead of July 4th. Everybody's off on the 3rd, so be by the channel, and be by the channel tonight for us. We'll be back with Diamond Talk after Rangers-Tigers, game one of this three-game set. We got Evo and Framber Valdez.
All right.
So you've probably seen that one before, but Framber's now wearing a Detroit Tigers uniform. So, yeah, little Diamond Talk as the Rangers try to start another win streak. But without further ado, since we don't have Monty, we'll throw it to Mino for an extended and supersized NIT break.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, I will be out next week. We're nice and on time. So we will have seven candidates today. So let's kick this thing off with the T-Box. And this is not Craig Rosengarten. This is actually Rick Arnett from this past Saturday morning.
Which, by the way, Rosen got a double nominee today as one. Mm-hmm. So I was worried that Work in Progress wasn't going to share with us. Like, they were just going to take all the good ones.
It's but okay.
Apparently, we have some depth.
Yeah, totally fine. We got some good this week. And after the T-Box, we had the, as I call it, the Lando and Deddy show. Deddy might try to call you. It's the Deddy and Lando show. I call it, I put Lando first. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Rick knows anybody that works up here on the weekends. Jay.
Next week, we will be at
Golf Envy in Frisco.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah,
come new see client.
Us. And, yeah, come see us. Why not?
So I want to laud Jacob Dedamore and Kevin Landrum because
you
guys got ink in the Dallas Morning News last week.
Wait, what? I missed this.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a transcript of your interview with Jim Neal.
That was not us.
Ah, yes.
It wasn't. No, I thought it said it was on a Saturday. Well,
it was on a Saturday, but it was not us.
Oh, I didn't read that carefully, I guess. I'm sorry. I was trying to give you kudos.
Wow.
Trying to give you kudos.
Wow.
I believe that was Baldy. Yeah,
that was
Baldy and Bruce.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take credit for it, though.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Dump that.
Hey, you should have just be like, oh, yeah, great interview.
It's amazing not to get any of them right, though.
Sometimes our media partner, the Morning News, doesn't put the specific show when quoting one of our guests.
That's true. Did it just say the Saturday show on the ticket?
Saturday on the ticket probably is all it said.
But I will give you credit, Lando, and a little bit to Deddy also. Yeah. But I'd just like to think that Rick Arnett doesn't know who anybody else is.
Well, in fairness to Rick, they're literally on remote every week for the T-Box. Like, they sell their show, and they're always on remote, so...
But they probably mixed with you guys also.
Sure, but
we do it all the time.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I've seen Rick up here.
Yeah, but he's still, the week before that, he's probably talking to Baldy and Bruce. And then this last Saturday, obviously having a nice little chat with Deddy and Lando.
We need more stability on Saturdays.
We do.
What I'm hearing.
Yes, we do.
We need to put that on the flag on top of the Empire State Building.
More KTCK stability on Saturday.
Stability on Saturdays at the ticket. So there's candidate number one, Rick Arnett from the T-Box. Candidate number two, these next two are actually from Monday in the same segment. So Sam Gannon was in for you on Monday. And I think Dave was just trying to show off and be shocking and trying to make Sam laugh. Mm. So here's Dave during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
1940 Ham Batman Comics. Mobsters rub out a circus highwire team known as the Flying Graysons, leaving their son Dick as an orphan or Robin.
So they rubbed out or they didn't?
I mean,
Sam, I want to apologize to America and you.
Why?
Just because. Just Dave.
Hey, you guys are going to training camp, right?
Oh, my God.
We got a good Sam drop at the end of that.
We do.
Going to training camp, right?
And honestly, you don't have to try that hard to make Sam laugh. She's right. A little giggly on air.
I guess see if she'll laugh at the dirty Dave humor. And it was laid up to him, too.
You guys are going to training camp, right?
Yeah, we'll be there.
You can play that every day at training camp. Going to training camp, right? So there is Dave getting dumped on a Monday. Candidate number two, or I guess three, is Sam. And as we know, Why Today Doesn't Suck, there's a lot of things going on. There's bullets flying. There's today in history. There's birthdays. Sam had a long day, 2 hours on the radio. It's a lot of work.
Tell me.
And I think Sam spaced out for a little bit.
This is from Amy. Hey, guys, yesterday was my birthday, Amy, and I didn't get my S together to email on Friday. I'm wishing myself a happy birthday because I'm an out-of-town P1, so none of my friends or family get my ticket obsession. My leaders are the Musers, the Rant, and Simple Corby. Drop request Corby's problematic when talking about the Japanese earthquake, I think. Well, good luck finding that.
Wait, it was your birthday yesterday?
Oh, no.
What?
Did you say it was your birthday?
No, I'm reading this from the perspective.
I was like, happy birthday.
Man, he's read his birthday three times now.
I'd love to recap the last 30 seconds of her daydream.
This is from a P1. I'm reading.
My mind is just not.
Like, where was she in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, my God, it's your birthday.
He's reading the email. He wants to hear a drop from his birthday yesterday.
I just want to see the thought bubble above Sam's head.
Like, wait a minute. And it was like the fourth birthday he's already read. Yeah. He just keeps going back to it. That was awesome. Made us all laugh. So there's Sam Gannon, candidate number three. Confused by birthdays. Candidate number four. I feel like we don't give Tyler enough credit for becoming a sniper on the drops. He's great. The week we were in, some very well-timed drops.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, hey, Tyler. Get some pizza.
Pizza. Doesn't get any better than that.
So he had one during the invasion this week that just totally shot the wheels off of Matt and Donnie. And this is one of the best feelings as a board op, when you can cause an e-break from a drop.
Did you see the sheriff's official statement? It concluded by saying, folks, if not realizing that someone left cocaine in your jail purse is not a good enough reminder to not do drugs, I don't know what is.
Did they call it a jail purse?
They did. Yes. They that's a strewn about the story.
In her jail purse. Awesome.
That's great.
Well, what do you call the front thing then? The Harry Bush.
Don't do that. Yeah, now he's smiling.
What are you doing?
Thinks he's having a good time over there.
God, that was so well timed.
What are you doing?
He was up there in a sniper's nest, hoping that part would get referenced so he could just fire that off.
I will say, he did it at the end of the story, so he did have time to load that one up.
He
tracked us all the way across the horizon.
I mean, you're telling us.
Just when we thought we were going to get to the safe zone.
Very proud of Tyler there. Tracked it down, read the defense.
Either that drop or the Chad drop of saying big ass.
Yeah, do we have that one, Jay? I don't know if we've ever pulled that and played it on the air.
I think we have a couple times.
The fake Jay King.
Questionable.
The Harry Bush.
very well done, Tip Sheet. That is your fourth candidate. Let's go to the Morning Work in Progress boys, as they are in for the Musers this week. That's why we have Sod producing us and Jay running the board.
And next week?
I believe so. Don't really know. I will be listening next week. I will be listening
from
1 to 3 next week. Maybe from the beach or the mountains or my apartment. But this was Justin, as he was talking about the World Cup, and he stumbled on the word cup, and it was very funny.
I saw on Twitter on X, I see just a random tweet from her. This was a couple days ago. And all I see is, in a poor effort to have a little fun with World Cup competition.
Cup. Holy cow.
What? World Cup competition. Thank you. I took it too far and made a thoughtless comment on air that was insensitive and inappropriate.
That totally changes the entire story.
What just a terrible
just
competition.
Just one letter. The world, everybody.
International flavor.
And if you're having to make an apology for something happening in that, And you have really gone off the rails.
Yikes.
World. And what if we called it that instead of the World Cup?
That's,
it is soccer. They don't like to change much.
I don't think FIFA would agree with that branding.
Oh, so there is our good buddy Monty. Candidate number six from the exact same show. I feel like we have to have him nominated every week, whether it's usually not something technical. He's very well sound for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's usually something Sunday mornings when he's getting really getting to cook with some airtime. He'll mispronounce some words on you. He had one last week with us. It weighed a tongue.
Yeah.
We were wondering how much a tongue weighs. Well, he was at it again this week.
These are people who will pay large sums of monies to be buried next to their favorite celebrity. One man, Anthony Jabin, who is 62 years old. He's a tech investor who is obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. I even wrote it down as Monroe.
What?
Wow.
Why the hell did I write it like that? Monroe.
I like Monroe better.
Isn't that what the Norwegians are doing?
He's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. And I'm looking ahead to make sure I didn't write Monroe for the rest of this. Why did I write it? Whatever.
Very good line by Justin. Isn't that what Norwegians are doing? The Monroe.
I'm just thinking of a dude wearing a dress. With this.
Happy birthday.
Standing over a storm grade with the dress flying up.
That's the drag version of Marilyn Monroe, Manro. And you know, Justin and DJ are just waiting for him to mess up a word and just start laughing and just dogpiling on. So there's our buddy Ham. And finally, Corby Davidson of the Hardline. Now, this was during a live spot, and we will hear. I love the playlet of Corby and Deep Eddy during these live spots. And Corby messed up about halfway through here, and he just wanted to end it all.
Deep Eddy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I need you to sample the newest Deep Eddy lemon drop.
All right.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious, right?
Oh, real good, yeah.
It's the best thing ever. Check it out, man. It is so good. It's so perfect for summertime. Easy to make at home, too, which is three simple ingredients. Deep Eddy lemon, a splash of simple syrup, and fresh lemon juice. Shake it up, and that's it. And damn to all the hells, it is great.
Yeah.
It's a fan favorite because it's made with real fruit and real juice.
What?
Real juice.
You good?
No, I want to go home.
Deep Eddy lemon, Deep Eddy grapefruit, and Deep Eddy pineapple. Deep Eddy vodka, made right in the heart of Austin, Texas. I love you, Deep Eddy.
Oh, what a spiral out there.
Boy.
Davey's laughing in the background.
Real juice.
Deep Eddy's having to check on a mid-live spot. Man.
You okay?
What?
What did you say? It's made from...
Yikes.
What? So there are your seven candidates. Is it Rick Arnett not knowing his coworkers? Is it Rubbed Out Dave? Is it Sam Gannon daydreaming? Is it Tip Sheet with a snipe? Is it Monty with the World Cup? Is it Ham Marilyn Monroe? Or is it Corby made from real juice? Let's go around the room and vote. Lando?
It's a tough one, but... let's go with Corby.
Okay. Saw, dude.
Even playing field this time. I'll go with Monroe.
Monroe. Okay. Ja-King.
Pineapple juice.
All right. Sean?
I feel like this juice is worth the squeeze, Corby.
There we go. My vote doesn't count. I would have voted for Corby also, so that is your winner. Corby with another NIT win. Do we have standings?
Yes, we do. That is for Corby Davidson. Let's see. Number nine.
Okay.
So he's tied with Matty Beers for fourth place behind Ham, the leader, at 14, Dave 13, Craig 11.
Only five behind you. Can we hear it one more time, Jay?
Deep Eddy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I need you to sample the newest Deep Eddy lemon lemon drop.
All right.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious, right?
Oh, real good, yeah.
It's the best thing ever. Check it out, man. It is so good. It's so perfect for summertime. Easy to make at home, too, which is three simple ingredients. Deep Eddy lemon, a splash of simple syrup, and fresh lemon juice. Shake it up, and that's it. And damn to all the hells, it is great.
Yeah.
It's a fan favorite because it's made with real fruit and real juice.
What?
Real juice.
You good?
No, I want to go home.
Deep Eddy lemon, Deep Eddy grapefruit, and Deep Eddy pineapple. Deep Eddy vodka, made right in the heart of Austin, Texas. I love you, Deep Eddy.
Oh, so good.